English 2022.
Part 2. Survey. The Royal Family.
Good morning and welcome to today's phone-in. My name's Mark Dennison and you're listening to BBC Radio Kent. Our subject this morning is the British Royal Family. We're looking forward to hearing what you think about the Queen and other Royal Family members. Ah, here's our first caller.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette. I'm very critical of the royal family. I don't think they do enough for the money they get from the government. They live for free in fancy palaces, and some members of the royal family are given their flashy clothes by designers. I also think that too much news time is taken up with trivial royal stories, about the Queen's dogs, for example, when there is more important news.
My name's Irene, and I disagree. I think the royal family does a lot of good. Let's face it, there are a lot of depressing things going on in the world right now, and I think the royals bring some glamour and sparkle into our lives. Did you not see that photo last week of Prince George and Princess Charlotte in their school uniforms? Oh, they look so cute.
Hi, it's Dominic here. It doesn't matter whether you love or hate the royal family, they're here to stay. They are a part of our history and define us as a nation. Any 7-year-old in Britain can tell you that Henry VIII had 6 wives. The royal family represents stability and gives us a sense of identity. Just think of the Queen's speeches during the corona pandemic.
Good morning, my name is Leo. You may be surprised to know that the members of the royal family work very hard. Prince Charles, for example, attended 146 events last year on 141 working days. And the Queen, who is 95, attended 130 events. The work they do for charities is essential. Prince Charles is president of the British Red Cross Society, for example. This is just one of the 500 charities or organisations the Prince supports.
Hello there, my name is Alice. The British taxpayers pay for the royal family. Last year they got £82 million. This is obviously a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it was £1.24 per person in the UK. So not giving them this money anymore doesn't make the ordinary man any richer.
My name is Henry, and believe me, the rest of Europe would love to have a royal family like ours. A royal wedding or the birth of a baby prince or princess makes the best news. This interest in the royal family generates a lot of money and jobs. Over 2.7 million tourists visited Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle last year, bringing in more than £550 million.
All right, it's Dave here. I think the royals are pretty harmless, and they don't have any power. Although the Queen is the head of state, she does not run the country. She is not even allowed to say publicly what she thinks about the political decisions the government makes. They are allowed to support football teams, though. The Queen is an Arsenal fan, and Prince William supports Aston Villa.
What's your opinion on the royal family? Keep your calls coming.